On the Southeast AgNet, it's today's Ag News. Hello, I'm Frost Burke with this week's Commissioner Spotlight featuring Florida Agriculture Commissioner Charles Bronson. Welcome, Commissioner.
Thanks, Frost.
Two exotic fruit flies were recently found in Central Florida, an oriental fruit fly in Orlando and a guava fruit fly in Pinellas Park. How big a threat are these flies?
The guava fruit fly attacks several fruits, including guava, mango, and peach. The oriental fruit fly is a greater threat. It attacks more than 140 different fruits and vegetables, including oranges, grapefruit, and tomatoes.
What does the department do when flies like these are discovered?
In these cases, nearly 500 fruit fly traps were placed around each find. The traps were checked daily for a week and will be checked weekly for 3 months to ensure there is no infestation.
We'll be back after this.
Welcome back to this season's big event, the Salad Bowl. TJ, I'm looking over the fresh from Florida lineup, and it is first rate.
You're right, Dean. Lettuce, tomatoes, cucumbers, carrots, bell peppers, they deserve to be in this bowl.
It's a homegrown team. Florida turns out nearly all our nation's fresh produce in the winter.
Florida is America's Salad Bowl.
How about that, TJ? They're really mixing it up now.
Boy, this team works well together.
When you shop, look for the fresh from Florida label. It's your ticket to the Salad Bowl.
I love this bowl.
We're back with Florida Agriculture Commissioner Charles Bronson talking about exotic fruit flies found in Central Florida. Commissioner, how do these pests get here?
Often on illegally imported foreign fruit, which is why we are always on the alert for contraband produce.
What can people do to help?
Anyone with information about illegally imported produce should call the department's toll-free fruit fly helpline at 1-888-397-1517.
That's 1-888-397-1517. Thanks, Commissioner Bronson. The Commissioner Spotlight is a weekly feature of today's Ag News on the Southeast AgNet.